to God. Glory to God.
May read to you tonight.
Praise God. Matthew 13, 16 and 17. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Woo, hallelujah. Almost everywhere you see that word blessed, it means very happy. Oh, could I read it that way a little bit? Very happy are your eyes, for they see. Very happy, the Amplified Testament says, to be envied are your ears, for they hear. Did you know that? Did you realize how blessed you are? Oh, yeah, we'll realize it if it's gone. But we've had it so long, we've taken it for granted. Come on. Amen. For verily I say unto you, verse 17, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Amen. 12th chapter, verse 41. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South, Queen of Sheba, shall rise in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I like to preach for a little bit about happy eyes and ears. Because you've seen it. I tell you, you've seen it. You're a privileged people tonight. Can you say amen? You're so fat and full tonight, you think everybody in the world's eat. Amen. You're so blessed, you think everybody else is blessed. Amen. Hey, there's no generation blessed as good as this one. I'm not looking for the good old days. Come on. I'm looking to the grand and glorious future. I thank God for the heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Amen. A greater than Jonah has arrived. Hey, a greater than Solomon is here. Praise God. I mean tonight, you have heard it. You are more privileged than the Queen of Sheba. You are more privileged than the 12 apostles before Calvary. Because you live after the fact of His death, burial, resurrection, and victorious translation to the presence of God. And He said, where I am, there you can be also. You've heard it. You're more privileged than the Queen of Sheba. You're blessed tonight to hear. You can turn your radio on. Amen. And hear. Now, Solomon didn't have no radio. Solomon would have gave his whole kingdom for a radio and a radio station. Amen. But he didn't have no radio. Amen. Solomon didn't have no cassette tapes and compact discs. Huh? Solomon couldn't turn on an orchestra at the flip of a finger. Amen. And have somebody singing the amazing grace of the living God. Hallelujah. Over and over again. Solomon didn't have preaching at his fingertips. He had to wait a long time sometimes. Amen. To get in on some good preaching. Praise God. Ooh-wee. Amen. Amen. All you got to do is turn your radio on. Huh? Turn your radio on. Glory to God. Solomon didn't have a 1997 Roadster to drive to church in, heated in the wintertime and air-conditioned in the summer. He'd have gave his right arm for one of them. Amen. Oh, the country didn't have no beautiful blue trimmed in gold Cadillac to drive. Just think, Solomon couldn't ride to church in your style. Amen. Amen. Solomon didn't have no Cadillac. Amen. With a custom kit on the back end. Yellow. My favorite color. Garrett. To ride to church in. Praise God. He didn't have it. Amen. He'd trade several of his chariots for a Model T Ford, but he didn't have that. Amen. No, 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 no. Amen. No generation have been blessed like we're being blessed. Praise God. They picked up, Philip by the hair of the head and set him down 20 miles over in Azotus. But it took supernatural transportation to get him there. Amen. And glory to God. Got him there just in time for supper probably. Praise God. But you're even more blessed than Philip. Amen. You can climb on a delta. Hallelujah. And a few hours later, land on the other side of the globe and preach the gospel instantly. Amen. Rick will climb on an airplane one of these days and land clear up there in the Ukraine, in Kiev. Amen. And preach the gospel. Praise God to the Russians. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day we live in, folks. Have you ever counted your blessings? Amen. You've got electric lights in your house. Nobody had to squeeze the oil out of a bunch of olives to get enough oil to light a little candle. Amen. It's going to smoke up the lamp that you couldn't hardly read the newspaper under it. Amen. All you got to do tonight when you came to church is flip a switch. And everything was flooded with light. All you got to do when you go home is flip a switch. Amen. Amen. One lady went home, flipped a switch, and blew her house up. It was full of gas, and all it needed was a spark. But most of us will go home. Amen. It's already heated. Hey. Amen. Comfort to spare. Amen. We'll run and jump in the bed and turn on an electric blanket so we won't shiver and shake all night long. Amen. Sister Carl's always turned hers too hot. Amen. I mean, she could roast a turkey under that electric blanket right every night. It's a sight on this earth. Amen. It's a good thing we got twin controls. Hey, amen. I keep mine on about 1, 2, 3 at the most. Amen. We'll warm it up real fast. Turn her full blast. What are you doing, Junior? I'm warming up my bed. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. Solomon said two are better than one. Don't have to have no such thing now. Just turn on the electric blankets. Amen. Greater than Solomon is here. Lord, how we've been blessed. Amen. Man, most of us don't have to carry in wood. Amen. Oh, ain't very many of you have to go home and run outside and run the pump by hand to get you some water. Do you have to do that, Bessie? You don't have to do that. Amen. You don't have to go run the pump, Brother Croucher. You came to church in a Cadillac. Amen. You don't have to go home and run the pump. Turn it up. Amen. Look to me like a greater than Solomon's been walking around here. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Alexander Graham Bell, he wanted to build him a hearing aid for his deaf family. Amen. So he got to working on it. Amen. And came out with a telephone. Heavenly serendipity. Praise God. And now, all we got is do, 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 do. Amen. Hello. And you can call clear from here to Timbuktu for a few pennies. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Praise God. Is that you, Mom? Yeah, it sounds like you just ride across the street. Amen. Solomon in all in glory was not arrayed like we've been. I'll tell you what, old time religion has blessed the United States of America. Amen. The gospel, hallelujah, has made a way for itself. Amen. Don't you doubt it for a minute. Amen. We'd have still been among the Hottentots. Amen. Beating a tom-tom, sending a message with a drum. Bless God. Amen. But because of the Protestant Revolution, amen, history calls it the Great Awakening. Praise God. When men found God, they began to learn things.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. And the world has been blessed by the revival in America. For with that revival has come blessings untold. Amen. I tell you, you are signally blessed. Did you know that because your house is wired for electricity, you have the equivalent of 26 slaves working for you? Amen. You dear girls don't have to do this when it comes wash day anymore. Wash day was a big day once a week. Amen. Took a couple of us to carry all the clothes down to the creek. Amen. And Mom thrown in some lye into a boil tub. Amen. Put Dad's old dirty clothes, greasy clothes. Amen. In that tub and boiled them. And we carried wood and dragged wood up. Amen. And that tub we did the boiling in. It was black as ace of spades. Amen. It was wash day in Arkansas. Amen. In 1941. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. We had running water in 1941. We ran to the spring and got it. Amen. And brought it back to the house. It's our job in the morning before we walk to school to carry a bucket of water. Two buckets preferably. Amen. First thing we did when we got home from school, Mom would give us a big old cracker if we hadn't run out. Amen. A big old cracker was four in a cluster. Amen. That's the way they came in the box in those days. And me and my brother, amen, we would put a whole cracker at a time in our mouth and show how we could eat a whole cracker at once. And in four bites, we had ours eat going to the spring. Amen. My sister took little teensy-weensy bites. And while our mouths watered, she ate crackers all the way to the creek. Amen. And we wished we had some cracker. We wished we hadn't ate ours so fast. We wished we'd have rationed ours so fast. Amen. Because we was poor and we had to save crackers for school lunch. Amen. When we came home, we pulled off our clothes, school clothes, we called them, and hung them up and put on our old everyday overhauls, amen, that we worked in, and put those same clothes on the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and wore them to school all week. Same ones. Hung them up when we got home. Took good care of. Amen. I had a little pair of gray overalls with patch pockets on. When I was six, walking to Field Creek School by Grandma's house with J.D. and Clarence and Wanda May. Amen. We walked to school. One morning, I had lost my pockets. My pockets was gone. I complained all day. I didn't know what happened to my pockets. I lost my pockets. Amen. Next day, put my school clothes back on and went to school, and I proudly announced to the gang that I'd found my pockets again. It never dawned on me that I wore the wrong side out. Amen. The threads were there. The red threads were there. The shape was there, but there wasn't any pockets. Amen. Next day, wore my clothes. Ah, we've been blessed by revival, folks. Amen. Because some people have been faithful to God, this old country has grown and developed. Amen. And Russia is in that state right now. They're developing. They're going through the growing pains. Amen. They're in poverty. They're in need. They're in want. Amen. Because they're growing and they're developing. But if they'll stay faithful to God and they'll have the kind of revival that they're having and keep having it and stay faithful, they will develop also. Amen. We're blessed. We're so blessed that the average family in America, and this was several years ago, had 2.5 cars per family. The little Chinese guide that was our guide at Hung Chow, she, amen, and she would arrange her dress so as very quickly she would deftly arrange her dress so on the bus she wasn't sitting on it. Because it wore it out faster. They're poor in China. Amen. We wouldn't even think about doing anything like that in America. Amen. Never gave it a thought. She said, you in America have 2.5 cars per family. She said, in Hung Chow, we have 2.5 bicycles per family. I'll tell you what, we're so poor in Arkansas in 1940, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, clear up to 50. Amen. I didn't even have a bicycle. Amen. Oh, yeah. I daydreamed about a beautiful yellow swing bicycle. With that fancy tank in the middle. Amen. Planted yellow. Amen. Yellow fenders. I never did get that beautiful yellow bicycle. I tell folks, I think sometimes I'll still buy me one. Amen. Every time I buy a yellow car, I say, that's my yellow bicycle. Amen. I bought a yellow Vagon 74. Amen. I said, that's my yellow bicycle. Hey, glory to God. Had a yellow love truck here in Ohio. Full wheel drive. Amen. Amen. No, I traded it for a white with red trim four wheel drive. That's the one I sold to Duffy. Had a 6,000 pound worn winch on the front of it. Amen. Ah, stepping up in the world. That was my yellow bicycle. Hey, amen. Don't tell me we've not been blessed in the United States of America. Did you know the Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Amen. Did you know that if you'd pay tithes, the Bible said he'd open the windows of heaven and pour out on you a blessing that you'd hardly be able to contain? We can't hardly sample all the food we've got. We can't hardly wear all the clothes we've got. We can't hardly do justice to all the shoes we've got. We can't hardly drive all the automobiles we've got. Amen. We can't hardly enjoy all of the places we'd like to go and see and do. Amen. You know why God has blessed America? Because America is the givenest land there is in this world. 90% of the missionaries of the world are supported from these shores. Give and exchange. Shall be given to you. Amen. Most of the tithes in the world are paid on these shores, and the windows of heaven are open, and God is pouring out a blessing that you can hardly contain. You say he's blessing the sinners too. Yeah, but I remember when he wasn't. He's blessing the sinners on your economy. Don't you forget it for a minute. The reason the sinners are blessed today, just like we are to a great degree, is to your credit. And America will become a second-rate nation overnight when the church is gone. Praise God. Blessed are your eyes, for they have seen. Amen. Turn your radio on. Greater things. I mean, tonight, you have got it. I've been talking about material things, but hey, amen. These material things is just thrown in with the spiritual. They're just automatic with the spiritual. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Why somebody can have problems in the highway of holiness and somebody whisper in my ear and we'll take them up an offering. Amen. And chances are it'll be several hundred dollars. It won't be about your dimes and nickels. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll take them up an offering. We'll help them. Hallelujah. Oh, why? Because you've got it tonight. Say it with me. We've got it. Say it. We've got it. Say it. We've got it. Amen. Are you saved? Say, we've got it. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Say it. We've got it. Amen. Have you been blessed with a good church to go to and a move of God? Say it. We've got it. Raise your hands and praise God. We got it. Ooh. Amen. If tonight with all the things that you enjoy, you're not happy, amen, you haven't quite got it yet. With all the things that you enjoy, there's no peace. Saith my God to the wicked, you haven't quite got it yet. I'll tell you folks, amen, we're better off than you think you are. Amen. Listen to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. These all having obtained a good report, through faith, received not the promise. Amen. Hey, let's say we've got it. We've got it. Got what? A good report. A good name. Amen. Woo, glory. Amen. You mean Samson obtained a good report? Wait a minute. You mean David obtained a good report? Yes, sir. Amen. You mean Barak, that coward, obtained a good report finally? You mean Jephthah, with that illegitimate, obtained a good report? Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And he ain't done working on you yet. If you hold on to God, you can leave here high on the mountain. You'd have a good report. Amen. Don't look at me for what I was. Look at me for what God has done. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Rick Bradley said that picture on his tract. Amen. His life story. He said, that's not my brother, not my sister, but that's me. Amen. That creature with that long hair. Amen. That hippie was him. That's the before picture. Here's the after. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can take a hippie. Hallelujah. And save him and give him a good report. God can take a failure like David and save him and fix his heart and give him a good report. God can take a womanizer like Samson. Amen. Before he gets done with him, hallelujah, gets done whipping him and chastising him, he'll have a good report. The Bible said these all obtained a good report. Raise your hands and praise God. We got it. Amen. Through faith they did it. But they received not the promise. Listen to this if you think we've been cheated. Listen to this if you think we've been undersold. Listen to this if you think we've been left out. Amen. God having provided some better, say it with me. Better, say it loud. Better, say it. Better. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe the Bible? Amen. God having provided some better thing for us, say it. Us, say it. Us, who's us? That's you and 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 you. Amen. That's you, Randy, you ugly old thing, you. Amen. That's for you too. Praise God. That's for you, Jim Lawson, even if your hair has took leave. God's got them all numbered that cause he's going to give them all back to us someday. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. That's for you, Mark Barker, you big hunk, you. Amen. That's for you too. You and you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. God having provided some better thing for us. Say the whole thing. Some better thing for us. Some better thing for us. Well, let's say some better thing for Hamilton. You like that Indian Springs name? Well, let's say some better thing for Indian Springs. Some better thing for Indian Springs! I've never quite got used to it yet. Didn't know whether I was going to keep it or not. So I kept writing Hamilton. Amen. Some of these days I might get used to Indian Springs. Amen. Sounds to me like we're kind of going back to the... Back to the something or other. Amen. Supply your own adjectives. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us. Amen. You mean Brother Collins? God has provided some better thing for us than Enoch? Yeah, we're going to be raptured. Amen. Only we won't be lonesome when we get to heaven like he was. God had to let him step up by himself for a few hundred years and then send him a buddy. Amen, Elijah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He's going to take a whole church at once in a twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah. Better than Enoch? Hallelujah. Better than Noah. Better than Abraham. Better than Sarah. Say it, ladies. Better than Sarah. Say it, ladies. Better than Sarah. Anybody named Sarah here tonight? Hold up your hand. Amen. No reflection on Sarah here. Praise God. Amen. Better than Sarah. Glory to God. God had to change her name for her to get that name. She started out from Ur of the Chaldees. Her name was Sarai. Amen. And God changed her name. When Abraham started out from the Chaldees, his name was Abram. Amen. But God changed his name to Abraham. Woo! Glory to God. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. And I am one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Amen! Better than Abraham! Many prophets, many righteous men desire to see the things that you see, and you see it. They desire to hear the things you hear, and you hear it. My, my, my. Praise God. Better than Jacob. Better than Moses. Amen. Jesus said, even better than John the Baptist. And he's the greatest prophet that ever lived. Jesus said there's not one born of a woman that was greater than John the Baptist. Amen. Howbeit, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater. Say it with me. Greater. Say it with me. Greater. Amen. Greater than John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that ever walked. Amen. Yes, because Richard, his knowledge was piecemeal. He was still among the prophets, Richard. He didn't have access to the revelation you got. He didn't know near as much as you know. He just had to preach what God gave him. Amen. And be used of God where he was. Oh yes. He was even troubled by doubts as to whether Jesus was the Son of God or not. Have you ever been troubled by any doubts, Richard, as to whether Jesus was really him or not? Been a long time. You must have got something better than John the Baptist. Praise God. Because right down close to his dying hour in the jailhouse, in the darkness of his persecution, amen, in the sundown of life, he sent a message to Jesus by the disciples. Art thou really he? Or should we look for another? Amen. Jesus said, what you've got tonight is greater than John. Let me tell you why. Amen. Because Jesus gave us a little hint at the Last Supper. Amen. Said this is the blood of the New Testament. Amen. And when you drink this wine and eat this bread, amen, this is my flesh in a figure. Amen. Eastern mind, they calculate that real quick. Amen. You eat a man's flesh, you drink his blood, you become him. It becomes part of your body. Amen. You and he are become one. Amen. That's exactly what Jesus meant when he said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And that's what we do. Every time we take the communion, we confess that we are one with him. I'll tell you why. We're the greatest, the greater than John the Baptist. Amen. Not boasting. Amen. It's because we humbly have repented and been born again and have been adopted into the body of Christ. And we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. And when the light shone from heaven on Saul of Tarsus. Amen. And said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Jesus was taking sides with the church. He said, that's me you're persecuting. That's my body you're touching. And I'm going to take up form. I'm going to call rain on you. Hallelujah. I want you to know you know a valuable weapon tonight. Tell the devil I'm a body of Christ. And you ain't got no right to touch it. Raise your hand and pray. Greater than John the Baptist, because we are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood, body of his body. Amen. The body of Christ. Listen to the 12th chapter. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. That's how he gets us a good report before it's over. Ours might be kind of like the wave on the sea. Amen. Oh, a lot of ups and downs, but he ain't done spanking us yet. You ain't been spanked till God gives you a whipping. You ain't been whipped till God ties you to his whipping post. Ooh. I want to tell you what, you don't have to criticize none of God's children or none of God's preachers. They're in his hand. He knows how to lay it on them. He knows how to squeeze them too. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we get plumb out of place. We get trying to play God and do his business. Amen. Yeah, I found out pastoring churches and preaching the gospel 41 or 45 years. Amen. 46 years now. Hallelujah. That most of the things you let God handle. Preacher, most of the things you can't handle, they're too hot. You'll mess them up. Amen. Pray you through real good and preach on the anointing and let God handle it. Amen. And a lot of you have been a lot better off if you'd left it up to your pastor and God. Amen. Some of you in trouble tonight because you wouldn't do it. Amen. And you're going to get in worse trouble till you learn to do it. Amen. But I want to tell you what, the cows will come home after the Holy Ghost gets done with the roundup. Hallelujah. Frank Borum wrote that chapter in Mushrooms on the Moor, when the cows come home. He said they'll always come home. The milkmaid don't have to worry, the cows will come home. Amen. Old Jersey, old white face, and old Brent will be coming up the lane after a while. Amen. The cows will come home. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me comfort you, moms and dads, if I may. Amen. There'll come a time the cows will come home. Those kids will come back. Amen. You'll look down the lane someday about sundown. Amen. There'll be old Brent, old white face. Amen. And the calves coming right along with them. Praise God. Amen. Old Jersey. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, the cows will come home. Don't you worry. Praise God. When the sun starts going down, God can bring them home. God can make them hungry for old time religion. God can make them hungry for another taste that they one time tasted away back yonder. Some of them's got to go a long ways off browsing before they realize what they lost. Amen. But I'll tell you, for a whole bunch of them, it's just a matter of time till they be coming through the barn door. The cows is a coming home. Hallelujah. Amen. It's inevitable. Woo! Glory to God. Just be faithful to God. Amen. We're going to have a roundup one of these days, and it might be this week. Stand to your feet and praise God a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Ah, but he said, but you're come, you not come to a mountain, shaking, trembling, can't be touched. But you come to Mount Zion. I can almost see the lights. To the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly of the firstborn. Amen. Who? Us. That's our destiny. That's our day. This is our hour. Amen. We're standing on the threshold of it tonight. What a day this is. To the general assembly of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and of the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen. We're standing on the threshold of heaven tonight. Amen. Divine encounter. Praise God. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. What a day. Wonderful day that will be. Father, challenge our hearts. Oh, help us realize how happy our eyes and ears are and how glad our hearts have been. Oh, God. And even though for a moment it might subside, there'll be another wave rolling in. Another move of God. It's always been. It ever shall be until Jesus comes to take us home. Every generation will have its chance. Every generation will be included in the us. Don't let us miss this wonderful hour. Don't let us miss this blessed time. Don't let us fumble a ball that's been thrown to us tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to the altar. Praise God of divine working. We invite you to an altar to be touched by the...